The South Dakota World Affairs Council is having a symposium on cybersecurity. And they are located in Brookings, and their executive director, Jeannie Jones-Manzer, joins us on the phone this morning. Jeannie, how are you?
Just fine. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Thanks so much for joining us. Tell us a little bit about the South Dakota World Affairs Council and what you do.
Well, the South Dakota World Affairs Council is a nonprofit 501c3 organization that works to bring discussion of world issues and cultures and other people in other parts of the world to people in the state to keep abreast with world issues and important international affairs. So our office is located in Brookings, but we are a statewide organization that seeks to promote discussion of world issues and topics.
Well, you certainly, with this symposium that is underway on cybersecurity, it certainly is a huge issue right now. Talk a little bit about what will be going on.
Well, it's one of the top six issues that the World Affairs Councils of America has designated to look at in 2014. And who would know when we looked at this issue back in November and tried to engage a keynote speaker that it would become such a hot topic. But we are having Michael McNierney, who is an independent consultant from California who travels around the world discussing the issue of cybersecurity. He advises businesses and other clients. He's a retired Air Force captain. He's been in Afghanistan. He looks like he's about 21, but he's got a resume that has incredible experience working in the State Department and with the Department of Defense, all on cybersecurity. He is coming, will be here Thursday evening to give a Harding lecture in the Waldorf Ballroom in the Union of South Dakota State University. It is just west of the Frost Arena. He'll give this Harding lecture at 7 o'clock Thursday evening, and then he will kick off our symposium that starts the following day at 9:30 in the morning, when he will kind of summarize his talk from the night before and how it feeds into a day of panel discussions. First of all, at 10 o'clock, we're having a group of students, one from Northern State University, one from Dakota State University, and another from SDSU. That panel will talk about personal cybersecurity, how you keep your cell phones and computers and personal kinds of electronic equipment secure.
And we'll get through the rest of this because I know you have a number of different panels going on, but there are just so many different issues to this right now, you know, whether it's Target and data breach and all of that, and people concerned about their security of the things like you were just talking about this panel discussion, or whether it's things like whether it comes to their business and protecting that information, you know, NSA data collection. I mean, this is huge. I know you're also tying some businesses into the symposium as well.
Yes. Our second panel will be at 1 o'clock, and that's a look at corporate cybersecurity, and that will have a person from Daktronics and a person from Fishback Financial and a third person who has a little company in California that deals with mobile security devices. He is a native South Dakotan, but he lives in California now. All of these will come together to talk about how to keep businesses secure. Our final panel of the day is at 2 o'clock, and we're having two faculty members from Dakota State University that just are instrumental in this huge new Beacom cybersecurity place out of Dakota State University that they work with NSA and different corporations and national security government agencies. So the key is, on this whole symposium, it's not the have-all and be-all and going to provide all the answers to people for how to be cyber secure in the dealings, but it at least starts a conversation. And that's the primary motivation of the World Affairs Council, is to start discussion and get people talking about issues, because we can't leave this to quote-unquote the computer nerds or the people who are engrossed in in this day in and day out because it affects all of us, and we're all concerned with it. And so we all have to know about it and know how to think about what's the smart way to use this technology, because it's not, it's like a, you know, closing the barn door after the horse is out. It's happened, and it's not going to slow down, and so we have to talk about it and how we can keep ourselves secure.
Jeannie Jones Manzer is the executive director of the South Dakota World Affairs Council, and again, their symposium on cybersecurity is coming up Thursday and Friday of this week. Who can participate, and how can people learn more?
It's open to, the symposium is open to anyone. It's a free event. Parking is in a paid lot that is east of the Student Union at South Dakota State University. But if they email me at sdworldaffairs@gmail.com, I can get them an access code for parking. But at any rate, it is a free symposium, free to the public, and everyone is invited to attend, students, corporate people, citizens. It's open for conversation and talking and discussing about cybersecurity.
And as you said, I mean, there are few hotter topics than the issue of cybersecurity right now. So it should be very enlightening. Thanks so much for spending a little bit of time with us. We really appreciate it, and good luck with the symposium.
Well, thank you very much. You know, the radio is another means of connection, and we appreciate the opportunity to talk to your listeners and let them know about this, and you do a great service to our citizens as well. And so we're all in this together.
Well, thanks so much. Jeannie Jones Manzer, she's the executive director of the South Dakota World Affairs Council. And again, if you want more information, they've got a ton on their website. It's just SouthDakotaWorldAffairsCouncil.org, and they got a